How are you today?
I'm good.
Okay. She walked in. She said, "Did I bring rain the last time I was here?" So that she's celebrating that she's bringing rain, which would be a good thing, as long as people don't run their sprinklers in the rain.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Not the thing to do. What brings you in here today specifically?
Well, next week is drinking water week.
Okay. Go ahead and drink water next week.
Yes.
Got it? Okay. Chelsea, onto that. Drink water next week. Okay.
Yep. Got it.
This is going to be amazing. We've got, you know, it's Star Wars Day today Cinco de Mayo Eve, Cinco de Mayo tomorrow, and then next week, all week, it's drinking water week.
Man, I tell
party
you.
Party on.
I can't contain myself.
I know. It's going to be really exciting. So the idea is
the idea
drink some water.
Well, yeah, and just said for water utilities around the country, the American Water Works Association will be sharing some information about just how drinking water affects our daily lives and, you know, educate our customers about the importance of water. It's not just something that should run down the gutter.
Okay. So you get inspected, right? The city gets inspected.
Mm-hmm.
Then now, have those guidelines changed any in like the last 10, 20 years?
Definitely in the last 20 and in the last 10. Yeah.
And probably what would the changes be?
Some new regulations, some new ways to report things. We have, you know, the way that we report disinfectant residuals. We have to do some math. Locational running annual average type thing. So
now you have to measure stuff you didn't even know was in the water before. Is that basically
no,
right?
We've always been measuring it. It's just a different way of reporting it. And I would expect that there will probably be some changes to the lead and copper. Well, yeah, there were going to be some changes this year. That's been pushed out to next year. But after Flint, you know, there will be some changes to the lead and copper rule. And when those are made at the federal level, then that gets passed down to TCEQ, which is our state agency.
Right.
And then it gets passed down to us and we change things.
Okay. So remember to take care of your water. Doesn't just run down the drain. Save it as much as you can. And what else do we need to be thinking about during drinking water?
We irrigate our lawns with drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you haven't signed up for Brazos Valley Water Smart emails, what are you waiting for?
Oh, very nice. There? Thank you. Okay. Uh-huh. Wait,
I'm here all week.
Okay, there. Okay.
Thank you. For the first time this week, we recommended irrigating just once.
Wow.
One day. What did I say before? The number of waterings shall be one and one shall be the number of waterings.
Oh, no. I forgot. She's really geeked out on this, isn't she?
Yeah. And so, but, you know, if you haven't gotten around to watering this week, Mother Nature might do that for you today.
That's
so
true.
Then
it would be nice.
You still wouldn't have had to turn on your sprinklers. Right. There's been a lot of people with their sprinklers on around town already, but we don't need to be.
I know. You'll be back in July to preach to us about how we're pouring way too much water on our plants and stuff that we don't need to be doing. But from a reality standpoint, I mean, the challenges of any growing city, in College Station, not any different, being able to have drinking water and a supply that runs out to the horizon is a real problem.
Yeah. And for us, it's different, too, because we're not like Austin or Houston or somebody where they're getting their water from a water supply lake that they can point to on the 6 o'clock news and say, look, it's running low. We're groundwater based, and so that'll be something that I'll put out next week too to educate people about. You know, we're groundwater based, and we have plentiful water in our aquifers, but that's all we have, and we're using it, and Brian's using it, and Texas A&M is using it, and you know, that's it. That's what we have, and we've got to make sure that it stays in there for our grandchildren's children.
Sure. Hey, okay. Now we need to continue. We had a new water tower going up.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to look like the others. Is that pretty much right? The design is going to be the same.
Yeah.
Okay, are we going to get a drone
to
first of all, to track?
Yeah.
We've been talking about doing that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't be like other governments and talk about it until the project's already done, okay? Can we do this? You know, I want to do this.
Thanks for saying that without waggling your finger. That was much more polite.
I
appreciate it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so you did mention that I was geeking out. Now we're talking about water towers. So there is a website that I learned about last week, put out by Texas Section American Water Works Association. It's called watergeek.org. They want everybody to become water geeks.
All right.
I think I sent this to you and Colin. And so they're going to put out informational videos, just like little animations, and then a fact sheet to go with it. Because they, you know, water utility professionals, we get asked questions a lot about what is a water tower? How do they work?
Right.
And so they're going to be featuring some frequently asked questions. And the first video that they put out, which is up on watergeek.org right now, is on water towers.
Okay.
It's a really neat little...
Well, I mean, I'm glad that y'all are going to have this uniformity of look. I kind of like the Welburn tower, though, because it looked like an alien who's watching over us. You know,
that's a spheroid.
Oh, is that what that's called?
Yes.
Okay, because if you see it at night when it's lit up from you know where it is, it does. Mm-hmm. It looks like this little alien type thing. Okay, LED lights on there. Could you do that? You could spell out like Happy Hanukkah or Merry Christmas on the new water tower. You
that's
could do that.
That's something I had thought when I watched this video on Water Geek. I learned that there are water towers that are shaped like ketchup bottles and peaches and stuff, and I thought, why don't we just get a big hand that's doing the Gig'em sign?
Hey, I like that. Okay.
I mean,
or a chicken finger.
Or a chicken finger, or, you know, or, I don't know, a football.
Sure.
Well, I've seen the ones that look like peaches. You can find them in South Carolina and Georgia, which makes sense. But anyway, construction, so we see the progress of the construction with a drone. But also, if just get a drone and set it on top of the two water towers, just so you could get a view of College Station in a way you've never seen it before. Not that difficult, all right?
Yeah.
I know y'all have got an extra $1,000 or so. You could do that.
We'll find it in the couch cushions.
There you go. Anything more, they go to the website, which is?
Yeah, they can go to the cstx.gov/water.
All right, and that other thing called what, water?
Watergeek.org.
All right, I'll be sure and look at that sometime. Thanks a lot for coming in.
You're welcome.